This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Inside the Sound Museum on a Tuesday night, 27 minutes past 9 o'clock on your Tuesday.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
Sound Museum 949.
We have had a lot of tweets come in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
0427-949. Now, these guys formed back in 2010, and they released their debut EP back in 2012. The brand new single, which is out right now online, Welcome Back to Hiding.
The Hiding are back.
Now, you guys are all back, because last time it was just you, Anthony.
Yep, so I've got both boys in today.
Now we've got Ryan.
Jeez, I can feel the testosterone tonight in the studio.
You've got Ryan and...
Stuart.
Yep. In the band as well. 2010, you first formed. Different lineup. How has your sound changed since those early days? Because it was quite rocky back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot rockier. And I guess with all the travel me and Ryan had done, moving and set base in New York and that type of thing, we just started writing different ways. We're seeing buskers, we're seeing a lot of street shows, and we started to get back to the acoustic guitar, sort of percussive playing. And then, because when we tour a lot, there's so much logistics with, you know, hiring drums, hiring keys, hiring guitars. It came so expensive to do so many shows. We started just going down that electro model, dance model with the acoustic guitar, to actually be more diversifiable, so we can actually gig in more venues. And it's worked out really well. We just started loving the EDM crossover, and that's where we are now.
Because you did mention busking in New York City. Was it underneath the Brooklyn Bridge that you... I love that.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with that.
to the permits and stuff. Now, Ryan, you play bass.
Yes.
In the band as well.
Yep.
And in the States, it's a different vibe over there, isn't it? What did you learn about being in the States and how they do things? And
a big thing for myself was learning about having to adapt necessarily an electric bass tone to maybe a more synth. So adapt your bass lines that you play. You might simplify them and play them on another instrument, such as a keyboard. But obviously you've got to think a bit differently, not like an electric bassist. You have to simplify your lines maybe and let the sounds kind of take over a bit more. So you just got to let go and get over it, pretty much, the electric bass side of things.
Your debut EP was actually produced by Jimmy, is it Marutas?
Marutas.
Marutas, who's done Kimbra and The Living End. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. He's a Melbourne-based boy, and we had a great time with him. He actually really, really honed into the songs, into the songwriting, into the tones, and really helped create that EP that we're doing. And that was a real big stepping stone for us to sort of start diversifying and going out. He sort of really opened up our ears to different instruments, different guitars, different, keys, and really opened it up. He wouldn't settle for a song. He said, like, he would always say, the song's just not ready yet. It's 30% there, or it's 40% there, or it's 50% there. If you've got a 50, we're wrapped.
That's what you need, right?
Yeah. And then now from there, we just started writing. And with the last song, like Karma My Life, like, I actually didn't want to sing that one. I wrote the song so passionately, and it was hard to play on the guitar and sing at the same time. I wanted to get someone, Stewie Winchester, who's got the voice, that you hear on the song. We just wanted him to sort of capture the emotion, and because he's been my singing teacher for quite some time now.
Oh, okay.
I needed the man's
so
voice.
So the master is in the room.
Yeah.
Let's remind people of, I guess, your past singles. It's Spinning Out Speed. This is The Hiding. Bit of a medley on Joy.
Love this. I'm coming back. So I'm coming back to be the man who inspires the fallen. I'm coming back to be the man my childhood once saw.
Do you want to sing a bit, Stuart?
On this one?
That is Stuart on the main vocals there from The Hideout. Of course, that was a bit of a medley of your past singles, I guess. Mm. You know, and
that's called the Joy Mashup.
Yeah, the Joy Mashup. And we ended that song with a song you had last year, of course, Smile At Me, which you released back in November last year. And you've come back this year with another new single. It's called Karma for Life.
Tell us how this track came about.
Did you decide to release a song about karma, or what was the whole process like?
Yeah, when we went overseas, I hit a bad.
What are you laughing at?
Something's obviously happened. We're about to find out.
What he's about to say, he deserves. He deserves everything what he's about to say. So
what happened?
You tell a story, and you would have deserved it.
No, I was in a bit of a rut. I felt the band was a bit. I needed to go overseas. I needed to leave my comfort zone. You know, I just felt that I was in a bit of a rut, so nothing bad happened.
But if your suitcase would have fallen apart, it would have been because you deserved it. Not karma.
What was going on in your life then?
I was just a bit depressed. I was a single guy. I wanted to meet someone. There was that whole journey.
You're in the band. How can you be single in the band? Hello?
You would think it would be easier.
I'm in a band, you know, just kind of...
I'm just shy. And then the whole song was basically when we went to New York and I started playing that percussive guitar stuff. I met a guy online on Skype and he was teaching me, called Manali Jamal. He's like a flamenco kind of player. And I started writing that slap guitar, and then I wrote Karma and I started meeting someone. And then, you know, I started writing and getting passionate about the song. And it was all about meeting someone, like throw a grain of salt over the back of my shirt, all the good luck. She's turning heads as she's wearing that skirt. That's one of the lyrics. It's when I met her. And then just that whole journey of progression. And that's what sort of brought the song out to life.
Speaking of lyrics, my rainbow ain't got no pot of gold because there's not always a happy ending.
Yeah, so with that, my rainbow ain't got no pot of gold, walk under ladders filling all the bad luck, is basically signifying that I was just thinking everything was going wrong. You know, like I just wasn't a happy guy at that point when I started writing the song. And then, you know, and I didn't deserve that. Right? Fair enough. Yeah, and then things started going good, and I just wanted to tell people about it. And I just wanted to create almost like a hashtag. If something's going good in your life, just calm in my life.
Exactly right. And Stuart was on board. Now, Stuart, you sing on the last track, Smile At Me, as well. When you first heard Come For Life, what was your first reaction?
Well, I remember Anthony talking about it. I felt it was like I heard the guitar line. That was the first thing I heard. And that was just like, down, 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 down. And I thought that was a hit right then. Like, I don't even thought we needed anything else. I thought that was kind of it. And the melody and everything that it sort of signified was pretty cool. So, you know, the first time I heard it was pretty, like, I digged it right away. Yeah.
And I guess for me, what really brought something to life for me was the video. When I watched the video, it's such a beautiful, beautiful video by a guy from Europe.
Florence.
Yeah. And he's like a sand.
All that sand.
Artist.
Please tell me, how did you clean up that mess afterwards?
Yes.
What a cool idea, though.
Yeah, I just thought it was something different. Because I was writing such honest lyrics, I wanted to, I didn't want to hide behind digital effects on a video clip. I just wanted someone that could actually create the emotion through drawing live. And when I contacted him on Facebook, he was just loved the track, loved the vocals. He was especially commenting on the vocals and loved the lyric and all that. There you go, Stuart.
Thank you.
And so we just put it all together from that. And he wanted to work on the song. And he's quite a renowned sand artist over in Florence. And yeah, we worked with this and we did like a storyboard. And he sent me some samples and it was really good.
It is a beautiful one. Head over to YouTube, guys, and type in The Hiding Karma My Life and have a look at it.
And also, there's been quite a lot of press and on blogs and stuff for the video as well, which is really cool.
Yes, everyone's been talking about it, which is really good. And we've had a lot of reviews, Q&As and that type of thing. And everyone seems to be really getting around the song, which I really wanted. And being like, you know, working with a guy from Florence, summer's coming up over there, and I'm hoping that that'll have a bit of a summer impact for them as well and just get that vibe out there.
TV syncs are really important these days. You can get like a TV sync. You've had one on the block a few years ago.
Yeah.
This track here is perfect for a TV sync.
Do you know any producers that will put it on?
I would just, let's just say you should get out there and just get it,
I actually showed a guy in LA called Art Ford, who is a sync and licensing company, and he wants to work with the track, so we're just going to see what he does as well. But yeah, I'd love to get it on Australian stuff. I've been trying. Yeah,
because you've had your radio play too on in the US and Canada as well. Yeah.
So that's how he discovered us when we're in the States. And like he's done things like Batman Forever, and he's done, I think, Angry Grandpa or Bad Grandpa, or one of those movies.
Yeah. Mm.
So, he's done a lot of great things, and he wants to place a song in some stuff. So we're talking to him at the moment, which is pretty good.
Now, finally, guys, Ryan, you guys are touring off the back of a single. You guys are touring dates in Bendigo next week. And early May, you're playing Werribee.
You're out of my neck of the woods in May, at Mint Lounge in Werribee.
And Revolver, the 21st of May. I guess what can fans expect from, I guess, the live shows? Obviously the singles, but some covers in the mix, or?
Yep, there's going to be one cover in
which
the
is?
Mix. Crazy by, who's it by, Stuart?
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green.
Oh, wow.
Now, by any chance, was that part of your Instagram video that went online? Was it your Instagram? Twitter feed? I thought I saw a little snippet of that one today.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah, that was
very clever. Well done.
Yeah, so that'll be the cover that we play right in the middle to introduce Stewie to the set. And it'll be good fun.
Yeah.
And what's next for The Hiding? What's coming up?
We've got two more singles coming up.
Ooh.
So there'll be another one called...
got a video, remixes.
Dreamcatcher's Wife. And there's a couple of remixes we want to do. Yep. And another video clip, which is pretty exciting. We're going to Byron in July. Doing some shows in Byron, and we just want to just get out there again and start playing and start writing. And we're doing a few TV shows, a couple of things like that. Yeah, we're going on a couple of Channel 10 shows in May, so that'll be fun.
What are you doing? What show can you say?
I think it's called Toasted.
Oh, okay.
Toasted TV.
Toasted TV. Fantastic. So I think I've seen that one.
And yeah, there's a few on there. So
Couch Time?
Maybe Couch Time. Couch so we're just sorting that out at the moment.
Brisbane?
Brisbane Way. Right. Yeah, so there's a few of those, and we're going to be doing that and a couple acoustic shows on that.
So well, guys, best of luck for everything. We love your music here at Joy. I always play your stuff. You know that?
Yep.
And there is a beautiful quote from Anthony himself. Every time something good happens to you or to a friend, say, karma my life and help spread positive vibes. That's beautiful. Oh, I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, do you guys want to introduce the track for the very first play here on Joy?
We're The Hiding, and this is Karma My Life.
You're on Joy.
This might just happen to you. This might just happen to you. It's another day.
Join 94.9, waiting for The Hiding.
Gorgeous stuff there.
Karma My Life. You can get that on iTunes right now. Stuart, Ryan and Anthony, thank you so much for coming in.
Awesome
tonight.
Guests tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, and best of luck for the single. And, of course, the gigs coming up. We'll put those gigs on our Twitter and Facebook pages as well. But I guess the big one is at Revolver. 21st of May, it's a Saturday night at the Revolver gig.
Yep, be a lot of fun.
Yeah, come back and see us again.
Yeah, we'll do. We love coming here.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah,
you guys are great sports.
You'll enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.